Now, clinically differentiating bipolar depression and MDD, we went over this already. Joe reviewed what he looks at as hints that we may be dealing with bipolarity. And so earlier age of onset certainly is a very helpful hint that we're dealing with something that's not plain vanilla MDD. More frequent history of a psychiatric disorder of a variety of kinds, so it's particularly bipolar disorder, would give us a clue that we're dealing with something like bipolarity. History of hypomania, of course, is going to be very distinctive. Atypical depressive features are more likely in bipolar disorder. And what do I mean by that? Well, sleeping more and eating more rather than sleeping less, or insomnia actually, and loss of appetite, which are more typical of major depressive disorder. Now, this difference in sleep, by the way, is very different from the manic experience of sleep. Manic people don't need to sleep. They have a lot of energy. However, major depressive disorder patients with sleep problems actually have a problem falling asleep, and they want to sleep and they're tired. And it's interesting, bipolar depression patients may actually be sleeping more, and you're wondering why. If there's episodic recurrence, that tells me I'm dealing with a episodic disorder. And bipolar disorder is your typical episodic disorder. MDD, not as much in many instances. Now, depressive symptoms are common, and they last a long time in many of our patients with bipolar disorder, and is the most common reason they come for care. I've never had a patient call me up in a manic state saying, "I'd like to make an appointment to see you. I'm manic." It's never happened, not even once. However, happens all the time that when they're depressed. And because the symptoms of depression and bipolar disorder are very similar, if not identical, to MDD, we need to really look carefully at this past history.